AK-7 DBI.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, traffic's heavy. Typical for this town anymore. But yeah, calling you a week. I'm gonna try to get to Mount Potosi tomorrow to install that heater I fixed, but it looks like the weather is going to be pretty nasty. Don't need to get me caught up there in a thunderstorm, so I think I'm going to push it till next week, next Saturday.
You don't like lightning?
Not at 9,000 feet at a radio site. No. Plus, you know, if you get a lot of heavy rains up there, it's going to make the roads really bad. So now I think I'll skip it till next Saturday.
Yeah, there's no sense in tearing them up any more than they are.
Yeah, there's portions of the road up there that are pretty bad. Some of the ATV-er guys go up there. They'll go around the fence and get up there and they just tear it up. Corners really fast and trying to spin out, things like that. There's a couple of spots where the road's really, really rough.
Yeah, we got some kids that here in this town, they've got millions of acres to ride them dirt bikes in, and they'll go up in where our shooting range is, where I go shooting, maybe spin Brodies and just flat tear that place up so it's rough to drive into it and hard to walk on it down to the target because they can dig some big holes with them bikes they got now. I'll tell you, they really rip that place up.
Exactly. So what's going on there? What you been up to?
Yeah, I just got a project with my barber in Cedar. There has a 7mm that he wouldn't take the bullet, so he gives me a bucket full of these. They just won't go in the gun, so I get tearing them apart to check them, and they're way too long, and it takes a smaller size die to do them for automatics and pumps. Lever action guns. So I'm going through them. I had to tear them all apart. And when I got them tore apart, I get in there and find that the powder charges in them run a long ways from 60 grains clear up to 75 grains. And that scared me. So I figure I ain't shooting any of them. I'm just going to tear them apart.
Say 65 to 75, is that too much? They're packed too potent, I guess I'll use that term, or what?
There's no consistency in whoever dumped the powder. They probably used just that powder measure they used just been dumped the same charge all the time. And they got some that are over and some that are under, and it just don't make the gun accurate at all. And the cases were way, way long, and the bullet was set too long, and that all comes down to it ain't going to work in this gun.
I get it. So I've got guns, right, but I'm not a gunsmith or whatever you want to turn. I'm a user, let's put it that way. So if there's too much in there, then it's potentially damaging the gun then if you use it?
Saying the gun won't handle it, but you ain't going to get one. You just think you ain't going to get any groups that'll, any accuracy out of the rifle. Some will be low powder, low power, and some's going to be high, and